Dreamscape presents Otis by Liz Isaacson, narrated by Michael Crouch and Avery Karras. 1. Otis Young pulled up to the address his truck had navigated him to, already admiring the house. It looked as good in real life as it had on a computer screen, and he knew in that moment that he'd be purchasing this home. "Look, baby," he said to his daughter, who rode in the back seat. "It has a tire swing in the tree."
"Can I swing on it, Daddy?"
"Sure," he said without thinking too hard about it. He'd done all of his heavy thinking in the recording studio that day. The executives from the label would be here next week, and Otis wished he'd made this move already. "We have to wait for Dave," he said, putting his truck in park. "Plus, there's still a lot of snow in the yard, and you're not wearing your boots." Moving in the winter would be terrible, and Otis once again blamed Mother Nature and the whole state of Wyoming for why he still lived in the rental close to the center of Coral Canyon. This house sat on the northern boundary of the town, in a cute neighborhood, the last one before the highway became faster and only apple orchards separated Dog Valley from Coral Canyon. If he bought this home, he'd be only 15 minutes from his brother's ranch, 15 minutes from his ex-wife's house, and 15 minutes from Joey's school. It was perfect, and he almost didn't care what the inside looked like. He'd seen the inside of Texas Farmhouse, the house where he and all the young boys had grown up, Otis included, when he'd first bought it. He and his son had ripped everything out and remodeled and renovated. Otis could do the same thing to this house should it need it. The location was what he needed, because Lauren, his ex-wife, wasn't well and wasn't getting any better. He didn't have the greatest relationship with her. They weren't Mav and Portia. But they'd sat down over the holiday break and decided that Joey should come live with Otis full-time. He wasn't touring with his country music band right now. He was living in town anyway, still tweaking and perfecting the music he and his brothers would start recording next week, when the producers from the record label showed up. He'd been driving Joey to school since last fall, picking her up and taking care of her anyway. At this point, she barely slept at her mama's anymore, and Otis didn't like dropping her off there. He had a much bigger support network, and his parents or his brothers had no problem stepping in and helping with his 7-year-old. "What do you want to do for your birthday, Rue?" he asked her as they waited for Dave to show up. "Let me guess. A cake shaped like a book. No. A rainbow." He grinned at her in the rearview mirror.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?